Good morning, May 25th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's thread runs from methadone regulation uptake to a Tennessee law requiring drink drug testing devices where alcohol samples are served on site. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, the Boston Globe has an opinion piece out of Boston arguing that psychedelic therapy could save veterans' lives. In Los Angeles, Fox News reports that a former employee of a needle-distributing nonprofit was caught selling fentanyl near a park, according to court documents. In Virginia, the Washington Times reports that Governor Spanberger vetoed a cannabis retail measure, pushing legal sales into 2027 at the earliest. And at the national level, the New York Times reports that, with a friend in Trump, the tobacco industry secured what it describes as a lucrative win. From the social feed, one lived experience post came from Amber Reed on X, replying to Spencer Pratt. She wrote that as a former homeless fentanyl and heroin addict in San Francisco, she was exactly the kind of person being discussed in the video, that she openly used drugs on the streets for years, and that she was eventually housed. A couple of innovation and service delivery signals also stood out. Marianne Lubesky on X highlighted an experimental drug developed using artificial intelligence that shows promise in treating opioid use disorder and significantly lowered fentanyl use. And Kawartha Now on Blue Sky reported a warning from a medical officer of health that the closure of the supervised consumption site in Peterborough will drive more overdoses to emergency rooms. That is a concrete reminder that site closures can shift overdose burden into hospital settings rather than remove it. Then there was a contrasting message in opposition framing. Christine Drazen on X posted a plan to end homelessness centered on accountability, sobriety, code enforcement, and help for people who cannot help themselves, while rejecting a housing-first focus. That gives a clear example of the messaging some audiences will be hearing around homelessness and addiction right now. In research, Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Weekly reports on SAMHSA data showing that most opioid treatment programs have adopted most of the new methadone regulations. For providers, that suggests the newer methadone flexibilities are becoming standard practice rather than isolated exceptions. On the policy front, Tennessee has a new state law on drink spiking and involuntary intoxication. It expands the offense of adulterating food, liquids, or pharmaceuticals to include adulteration intended to make a person involuntarily intoxicated, classifies that offense as a Class D felony, and requires licensees that sell or offer samples of intoxicating alcoholic beverages for consumption on the premises to maintain drink drug testing devices for customers who suspect a beverage was spiked or laced with a controlled substance or drug. A few funding opportunities are current now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, opportunity with a deadline of June 8, 2026. SAMHSA has Providers Clinical Support System, Substance Use Disorder Treatment, or PCSS-SUD Treatment, due June 15, 2026. And the National Institutes of Health has an opportunity to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support, with a deadline of September 30, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, two action items in activism. The National Alliance to End Homelessness is asking people to contact Congress about delayed fiscal year 2025 homelessness funding. Shatterproof is also seeking donations for Mental Health Awareness Month. If you want to support that last effort, the ask is a donation tied to Mental Health Awareness Month. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.